everybody, and welcome to Wicked Roadie. It's a podcast dedicated to all good things going on in Rhode Island.
For right now.
Hey everybody, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. This is a special edition of Wicked Roadie. You know, this is a podcast about events and life, things that are happening in Rhode Island. And, well, since last week or a little before that, there is nothing happening in Rhode Island.
No events.
Blake Larson, who is the executive producer, also married to Mary, is joining us as well. And we just want to let you know that this is an entertainment show. None of the things we say here should be taken as solid advice. If you're feeling sick, if you're not feeling well, obviously contact your own medical team,
yes,
your doctors, or, you know, if it's even worse, go 911. But we're talking about a few different things when Blake, because, you know, you actually, well, no, it was Mary first that we started talking about, hey, what are we going to do? And I think we both had the idea, well, let's bring Blake in and let's talk about what's going on, because there's three different elements here.
Yes.
You guys, Blake, you are a successful business owner, runner of sorts. You've got a bunch of locations. Mary, you run your own business from home.
Yep.
Together, you guys do your podcast, but also you have two kids.
Yes. Staying home now with these kiddos.
Who are now doing e-learning, distance learning.
Mm-hmm.
When do you
Not
guys
great,
pull out
Bob.
That bottle of Jameson? Well, that's usually for the Outlander one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
No, yeah. We bring out some fine whiskey from some fine scotch. But you know what? Just for you tonight, we may bring that out as well.
we'll
see how that goes.
And then, of course, Ben, what have you been up to on the East Bay?
Well, I've been very busy just with... Ever since everything started going down, I've been getting a lot of calls because churches and organizations that want to get their message still, you know, whether it be on a weekly basis or, you know, a couple times a week, helping them get online, understand the streaming, understand the different platforms and stuff, which is something that I do on top of everything else. And let's face it, I got a lot of free time right now because the Paw Sox won't be having a season for a little while. I think the last I heard, we were delayed 8 weeks. At this point, opening day was supposed to be, well, today was supposed to be the day of the recording. It was supposed to be opening day for baseball.
Wow.
But for the Paw Sox, home opener was supposed to be April 9th. So we're well into May at this point. This whole thing is new for a lot of us.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many people that are affected in so many different ways. So I'll start with Blake. I'd like to ask you just right off the top. You run a number of Dunkin' Donuts locations.
Yep.
You can no longer sit down and have a coffee inside them, but you can still walk in and get it. You can drive through. You can't use the refillable mugs anymore.
Nope.
What is going on aside from that, those facts, which most people know, what has your experience been in your restaurants?
Yeah. So another thing that's actually happening too is if your favorite Dunkin' Donuts doesn't have a drive through and you don't want to walk in to the shop, which I understand if you don't. They actually have curbside pickup too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You go to the DD Perks app that you have, and it's just like doing an on-the-go order. But all you do is, instead of doing on-the-go, you just select curbside. And then what will happen is it will come to us, you know, on the front counter, and then we'll, or whatever, and we'll put the order together, and then we'll see you pull up into the space that's designated. There'll be a sign that says curbside pickup only. And then you just park there, and then we'll bring out your food. We'll bring out your coffee. We'll bring out all that stuff, and you'll be able to enjoy your favorite Dunkin', even though you don't want to go in the shop, or you don't want to, or there's no drive-through. Most stores now have curbside, which I think is a really good thing. It was like an emergency basis thing. You actually had to, as a store, opt into it a number of months ago. Some people didn't do it. Some people did. But when all this stuff broke through, Dunkin' came out
Everybody's
and said,
doing it.
Yeah, okay, we got to get this done.
Good.
Let's reissue all of this stuff back to the franchisees. And
that has been one of the hardest things for me. I know, hashtag first world problems, but Blake hates it, but I do. I'm someone who I just love to go get my iced coffee or, you know, another iced beverage. I like going through and, you know, just having someone else make it for me so I don't have to make it. Let's be real. And knowing that whether you're having curbside or drive-through, is really, really helpful for a lot of New Englanders who, you know, have had to learn how to make their own coffee and may not be doing as well of a job as they're used to.
Yeah, and the other thing that I want to stress too, and again, I know this is not my podcast, so I shouldn't be talking as much, but I'm going to
You're
anyway.
You're the executive producer. We don't have you. We don't have a podcast, so talk away.
One of the things that you should do, and I know a lot of Rhode Islanders are sensitive to it, is go support your restaurants as much as you can. Go support that economy as much as you can, because these people are out there. They're, you know, they're taking risks. Like for me, I'm taking a risk every day coming home to my wife and my kids, and I'm out there doing it. That's my job. I have no problem doing it, but I also want to make sure that I stay in business. I also want to make sure that I'm able to give the things to the customers that they need, to the doctors, to the cops, to the firemen, to the rescue, the frontliners.
They need their coffee.
They need the coffee. And I can't do that. And other Dunkin' Donuts and other restaurants, too, can't do that if you're not going out there and supporting them. So,
but of course, doing it in a safe way.
Yeah, doing it in a safe way.
Where your restaurants are, your restaurants are primarily, or they're all located in Massachusetts.
Correct.
So in reality, that state is under more restrictions technically than we are in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining you're seeing a bit of a slow up of business just in general. I'm sure the traffic getting to and from work has been a breeze for you because are essential.
Yes.
Doesn't it feel good?
A normal hour ride takes about 25 minutes to a half hour, which is nice. Yes, Massachusetts does have a lot of restrictions. All the non-essential workers have been ordered to stay home. That's it. There's no other way around it. I mean, you don't have to stay home, but you can't go to work. And the business has taken a little bit of a hit. I mean, you know, I was doing out the numbers today, and we're about 50% down in most of the stores. One of my stores is actually up in business, which is it's actually about 5% up, our store in Fall River. So go to that one if you'd like. But yeah, it's funny how some things are up and most things are down, and it's just how it is. And, you know, some stores, like I just heard Starbucks, they're closing all their stores. That's it, except for the drive-through locations and some in specific locations that have like high volume. So come to Dunkin'. Screw Starbucks.
Well, I mean that's certainly I have in Warren anyway, where I live. I have not had a morning or afternoon where I've had to wait in line in the drive-through. And that since this all has happened, I've never had that. I've always had to wait in some kind of a line, one or two cars at minimum. I've been just driving right through, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, this is not that good.
Yeah.
So this all started really right around the beginning of March. Everything started coming due ahead the week before last, and when that happened, my wife Susan and I, we're not really long-term shoppers. I typically will make supper and I'll go get the stuff I need that day. I frequent the local supermarket, the local market here often. But when this all started going down, you know, she said, you know, we really should consider getting not a full stockpile, but some stuff.
Yeah.
Just some extra meats, perhaps. We already had the toilet paper. What we normally buy, we didn't go out and go crazy. But when I was out there, you could definitely feel that angst and that anticipation in the air. And a lot of it has had to do with the misinformation or the, I hate using the word misinformation because I think it's on the part of the viewer. They've missed the latest update. So it was just coming in so fast and furious. Blake, I mean, the night that was 2 weeks ago, the day of this recording, where literally it was an NBA game and a doctor sprints out onto the court right before tip off and says, stop, we've got to go. And if you listen to the audio of the public address announcer saying, you are all safe, but this game is being canceled because of, you know, per the NBA, And you can hear people in the background kind of freaking out a little bit. Some of it, I think, was them being funny, but some of it was, you know, genuine, like, nerves.
Yes.
Like, and he's having to reassure people of, listen, you're all safe. Exit in an orderly fashion. But that was, and then you heard, you know, it was just the NBA cancels the season. That was the night the president was going on TV.
Yep.
It was just this domino effect. And ever since then, I mean, it's kind of slowed up a little bit now. But for like 4 or 5 days, every hour it was changing.
Yes.
It was crazy. How, Mary, because you're kind of in a bunch of different camps, you run your makeup business, you obviously you hold down the fort at home, you do a lot of other different things. You're out there, you know, doing stuff for Studio 10. You're all over the place. How has it been for you staying up to date, because you're also trying to keep the information in the back of your mind because, you know, you're the two little ones you guys
yes,
have.
Yes, yeah. So I think I might have mentioned it on the last episode of Wicked Rarity that I started stocking up early. So for those of you who don't know me too well, I'm an anxious person. I'm also a planner. And
Christmas 2021 and Christmas 2022 have already been purchased, providing they don't get canceled by Corona.
Right, exactly. Like I was very ready. I didn't hoard anything per se, but as things started to happen, each time I would go to the supermarket, I would pick up like one or two extra shelf stable things. So when I was getting my kids here at mac and cheese, I'd pick up like two more extra boxes of that mac and cheese. I got a lot of tuna fish, even though we don't eat that much tuna fish. This guy eats tuna fish.
Love and
I thought,
tuna.
All right, he's someone who can't go a day like meat or fish free. Blake believes like you
gotta
need to
have
some. So for me and the kids, we could go without it. But I thought, all right, I'm just going to start to get this. And I got stuff that I knew we would go through, that if a miracle had happened and what science was saying was going to happen to us didn't happen, then we would just eat it. And I wouldn't food shop for a month or two. So I had that. And lucky for me, before Christmas, I accidentally clicked the wrong button on my Amazon subscribe and save, and we got way too much toilet paper. Like, I mean, way too much. We are going to be set this entire
yeah, we don't got to worry about toilet
year.
TP. Nope.
Yeah. So it's all in my laundry room, and we've been slowly working off of that stash. So it's luckily been one thing that I didn't have to worry about. But yeah, you know, we talked, Ben, about one of our dear friends. She's in Italy, and so she kind of was giving me updates about what things were happening there. And I just always kept in the back of my mind, like, okay, this is what could happen here. So, you know, that last week before schools got out, I was driving my kids to school. I wasn't letting my son go on the bus. And I wasn't being completely paranoid. I wasn't talking about it with other people that much, but I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna start to, you know, shift gears a little bit. And I'm really glad I did. I would be a lot more anxious now if I wasn't. But now, yeah, I'm like taking care of the kids. I'm learning how to do Common Core math, which is incredibly difficult, and it's only first grade Common Core math, right? Like, what is going on? Keeping my kids, of course, preoccupied, because they're so used to playing with their peers. They're so used to seeing their other friends or having a change of pace. Even if I take them to the gym, if I would take them to the gym, they could play with the gym staff and other kids there. And really, they are each other's only companion, or myself. And I'm an extroverted person. So for me to only have three people with whom I can see in real life has been really, really difficult. As Blake says, he goes to work every day. You know, he's running these Dunkin' Donuts stores and he's with the public. So I know that potentially each day he could come home infected. And because of that, me and my kids are pretty much like self-quarantining. We're not seeing my parents, who are over 60. I do have a severely handicapped sister, so we can't see her. Her group home is locked down, just like nursing homes. So, sure. You know, we're just in lockdown mode. And my kids have been really great so far. They're only 4 and 6. So I think they think that this is kind of like summer vacation. They're used to hanging out with me. I'm going a little stir crazy.
Well,
not gonna lie.
That was going to be my next question, was, have you spoken with them about what's going on? And for those who don't know, you have a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. What were the ages?
4 and 6.
So have you spoken with them? Have they asked questions? Are they nervous? Where does it stand with that?
Yeah. So believe it or not, the school system told my 6-year-old, you know, we noticed for the previous 2 weeks before school got out, the kids were coming home talking a lot about germs, and they were washing their hands a little bit more diligently, and they would say, oh, we wash our hands, and we're singing hand-washing songs in school. So schools were really starting to, you know, work that in. But then the day that we came home, so Cranston West had a case in the high school. A high school student right. was infected, and they found out on Friday. And that is, I think, what prompted the governor to say, okay, all schools are done. But it was this mad dash, and we're in the Cranston West area. So when I picked up my son, all the parents are kind of, there was this nervous energy. And my son, when he came out, and he said, school's closed because of the coronavirus. And I was like, oh, okay, so I guess I don't have to have that conversation. I guess that already happened.
Solve that problem.
Right, exactly. So someone who is educated in how to speak to six-year-olds told him about it. And he doesn't know necessarily the severity of it. But what I did tell him is that kids have kind of superpowers with this virus, because I don't want them to be scared. So I was like, don't worry, like, you guys have superpowers. And as long as you keep eating, and as long as you're doing your homework, and as long as you're exercising, and we go outside and move your bodies, you keep on your superpowers. And me and Dad, we kind of have some superpowers, but not all the time, because we're not as active as you guys. But Grandma and Grampy and everybody, they don't have superpowers. So that's why we can't see them, because you guys are a bit more protected. So that's made them not be scared, but also helped them understand why we can't see grandparents.
Yeah, but we've been honest. I mean, it's we're not telling them like we're terrified, because we're not terrified, but, you know, we're telling them like this is a serious thing. We need to stay in the house for as much as we can. We need to not be around people. When we're going, like, we go on hikes, we'll go for walks, we'll do this stuff. And, you know, it feels like The Walking Dead sometimes. You're trying to navigate in and out, making sure that you're, you know, the people that you're around, you do it. It's, you know, Tetris almost. You're trying to stay 6 feet away as best as you can, you know? But I think being honest, at least for us, has worked for our family.
Yeah.
And just being upfront about it, you know, to the best of your ability.
Because they're asking, you know, when can I have a play date? And why can't we go to the YMCA? Why can't we go to the jumpy house place? Why am I not even taking them grocery shopping? I'm not even going grocery shopping because obviously I'm stocked up. But if we need anything, Blake's going out for it, or we're doing Instacart. But yeah, we do. The only time we see people is if they're driving by us in the neighborhood, or if we see them out hiking.
Yep.
Well, this has become a very interesting topic. I've seen a lot of stories about this around, because whether it's as many as is really the case, or if it's adults, you know, projecting this mindset, I can understand where it would come from. That is the, I never got to say goodbye to my teacher. I never got to say goodbye to my classmates. They may not realize that they may not be going back to school for the rest of the year. Hopefully they do get back into it. So now these parades have been popping up, these little pop-up parades. I believe there was one in Cranston this week. I think there was one in Westport earlier.
I saw one in Warwick yesterday.
They're popping up all across the country of the teachers, and they're, you know, thanks to social media, they're posting what route they're going to be, and they're literally driving by and just waving and you know, saying, "Hey, we miss you," which it's cool, because I'm sure it's a nice break for the parents, because you've now become, you know, a homeschool teacher
overnight.
even though there is distance learning, it can only go so far. The parents have to be, so it's a nice little break from the norm. Plus, it's not really much on the schedule you can go out and do. Obviously, we're in events and a fun lifestyle podcast, and well, there's not really a fun lifestyle out there to be had. aside from these little pop-up parades. So that's an interesting point. And Mary, you brought up a good point. Yes, our friend who lives in Italy, Sarah, her husband, is part of the armed forces. He's very high level, and talking, you know, just going back and forth with them. They're under very severe restrictions. And it's interesting to me to see how different countries are handling this.
Yes.
You know, obviously we saw what was happening in China. We saw what was happening over in different areas of that region. England, the UK, they've locked down for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Holland, however, is doing something totally different.
What is Holland doing?
Holland says if you are over the age of 60 or 65, I forget what age it is, if you're over that age or you are in an elevated risk category, whether you have underlying conditions mm-hmm. or whatever, stay home. They've established phone numbers. They say, if you need food, call this number. If you need medical attention, call this number. We'll take care of you. We'll bring everything to you.
Nice.
Everybody else, if you're under that age, if you're not in that bracket, live your life.
Oh, wow.
Just go forward. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really checked up to see how their numbers are. But my thought is, and again, we said this in the beginning of the podcast, my sincerest thought and my hope is that as the treatment becomes, not the cure, but a treatment is starting to reveal itself and it's going through the testing and they're trying to go through it, which brings that whole incubation period down to only a few days. As that becomes available, I'm hoping that will help get us back going, because now it's more like a manageable illness. You know, again, every illness out there is much more, you know, drastic for somebody who has underlying medical conditions.
Agreed.
Pneumonia kills people. The common cold can kill people. An infection from, you know, you've heard sometimes people go swimming, they cut themselves, and the next thing you know, they're in a coma because they got some little infection. It's crazy. So there are ways to, you know, it's not that we should stop living our lives, but I'm hoping that with that, with a little bit of the levity as it comes forward, that will help to kind of bring us back to a state of normalcy. So speaking of normalcy, we are seeing a huge group of people out there who are kind of isolated from this because playing gigs,
mm-hmm.
being creative.
Yep.
They depend on those events and that community. So we're seeing a lot of these quarantine streams or these quarantine concerts.
Yes.
Where people can go listen to their favorite musicians and make a donation or whatnot. There has been some talk about, you know, expanding governmental aid or, you know, unemployment aid to them.
Yes.
But that is, you know, one way to support the local shops. But there's other ways that you can support local restaurants that are out there. So, and I apologize for going off on this.
Oh, no.
I went out, I told you earlier, I went out and bought all those meats. I bought all those, you know, and just a bunch of different stuff that we could keep. And the first day, I defrosted a couple pieces of chicken. I said, okay, I'm going to cook this up. I'm thinking, wait a second. I can still go to the store and
yes.
get the day of stuff. You know, we don't necessarily have to pull right from that. So we've been going out as much as we can, you know, in moderation, I mm-hmm. should say, to help keep supporting the local guy. A lot of places have closed temporarily. We've already seen some that have closed mm-hmm. and announced that they're closing permanently. Bravo, right across from Trinity Rep. They have announced that they will not be reopening.
No way.
No way.
That's where we had our wedding rehearsal dinner.
Oh, my God. I love that restaurant.
Yep. They said that it's not going to happen. They're not going to. They are done.
Wow.
They do have a GoFundMe to help support the people who are now out of a job altogether. But there's a lot of places that are right on the brink of that.
Yes.
And I've heard people talking about go buy gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, go online, go to their website and buy gift cards, because that puts cash in their hands.
Yes.
Yep.
Now and operating capital. What are some other ways that you folks that you have heard, if you're listening at home on the podcast or if you're listening right now to the live stream, you could certainly pop that information up on the comments mm-hmm. here or send it into our various socials. But Mary Blake, what are your thoughts on this?
So what I have told the kids and Blake that we're going to start doing, usually Friday night in our house is movie night. Okay. And usually what we've done during the school year is that's the night we get pizza. Oh, what's our favorite pizza place?
Oh,
Because of the Sea.
Catanzaro's.
When he lived in Providence, it was Caserta's.
Oh, yeah.
We're a big fan of Catanzaro's now that we're in Cranston. So we'd get pizza, and we'd watch a movie, and we'd eat our pizza on our floor. Now I've switched gears. Movie night is now moving to Saturday night.
Okay.
And we're going to have Fancy Fridays. And on Fancy Fridays, we're going to get a little dressed up and we are going to get takeout food from a local restaurant. You know what I mean? And just like have it and we'll have like a nice meal. The other thing, so we're planning on supporting, you know, local restaurants that way. Not all the time, but when we can, we'll do it. And then the other thing that I've really been enjoying has been those live streams. So if you have a favorite band, especially like a local band, a local musician, if they are still getting together and doing these live streams, or if they've found out a way, kind of like we're doing right now, to be able to still perform together, they are doing it, especially if people are willing to pitch in. So if you think, you know, if you went to go see your favorite band, you might pitch in $5-$10 for cover. What they're often doing is they're putting up their PayPal link, and you can tip them via their PayPal link and have music. So what I was thinking is that we'll have this Fancy Friday, we'll have our takeout food, and maybe put up, you know, through our Apple TV, put up a live stream of a local cover band or something like that that our kids might like. The other thing that I've been seeing is that kids' art places, kids' art studios, where you can go and have art lessons. There's a place that we love. It's called One Studio Smooch, or Make a Mess in North Kingstown. It's kind of this like sand and little water bead experimental place for babies, I'd say like 7-year-olds. What they're doing is they're doing to-go kits. So if you're like me and you're at home with your kids and your kids have been using crayons for 2 weeks straight, and that's all the art supplies you have is crayons. Because I'll be honest, like I don't have the most wide assortment of art supply activities, especially because my kids are in school right now. In the summer, it's a different thing. I go and I buy this like jumbo tub of art stuff. But right now, they get their daily medium art fix at school. Not anymore. Not anymore. So what this place is doing is you pay a certain amount of money and it has all of the materials. And even that place, One Studio Smooch, they are Facebook Living an instructional time. And I'm thinking that probably those paint night places will probably start, you know, the adult wine and paint nights.
Yeah.
I bet they're going to start to do the same thing where you could pick up the supplies, still pay the fee, and then have kind of this online experience. And I think that it's incredibly important for us to still feel connected through those, just like we are now, still through these online mediums. This is something that is such a blessing that, you know, you think of all the plagues and all the viruses that have truly decimated humanity in years and centuries past, and they didn't have this. Yes, it can feel very isolating. Yes, we can be, you know, nervous, and especially if you are alone, if you don't have a roommate, a partner, a family. But because of social media, we can still hear people, we can still interact with people, and we can still kind of spend, you know, some Friday nights listening to music or maybe painting together.
Or maybe even listening to your favorite podcast.
Oh, hey.
Yes. Throw that out there. Gotta protect the brand. Gotta protect the brand.
One of 173 you can listen to by visiting
MaryandBlakeMedia.com.
That's a great point. Something interesting that I've noticed as this whole thing has progressed. Also, gyms, yoga studios, and everything. Mm-hmm. Not all these places have the ability to put up a paywall right away. Because they weren't prepared for this. You usually pay if you go. So as people are doing this, they're posting their online classes, they're asking for those donations. Mm-hmm. From a business side, Blake, you and I tend to watch the stock market a little bit more, and we watched the 401ks become a 101k over a rapid period of time. You know what I noticed? As the stimulus package, quote unquote, went through, and the stock market kind of rallied.
Mm-hmm.
There were probably, my observation, one stock that did not rally, that actually went down quite a bit as that happened, was Netflix.
Really?
I said to my wife, Susan, I said, it's probably because people are like, oh, well, I guess we're going to get back to normal pretty quickly here. Let's ditch that. Yeah, but it's funny how it's just interesting to see those trends and everything. Yeah.
Speaking of Netflix, did you see what Netflix is now doing? How they've teamed up with, I think, Google Chrome, and you can host a watch party together virtually. One person needs to be the host, and you choose a movie. And what it does is it allows people to sync playing a television show or a movie together at the same time. And you watch it, you know, I don't know if it has to be just through a laptop. It probably can be through whatever device you have. And on the side, on the right-hand side, is a chat feature. So just like how when you're watching a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live or something something like that, you can see the chat scrolling. That's what you can do. So you can binge Outlander, for example, seasons 1 through 3.
Deck the brand.
And yeah. you can say, who wants to watch this with me? You know, let's all like, you know, have a dram of whiskey and some popcorn and we'll just sit on down and you can chat about things or you can watch. Oh my gosh, it's a terrible show. But
oh,
it's
no,
so,
don't do it.
It's
don't
Love
it.
Is Blind. Oh, that's been a show that a lot of people have been binging. You could like hate watch it with all your friends and watch that together. So, you know, Netflix definitely has a really cool thing going on. And Blake and I are going to be trying that out soon.
Yeah, and it's via an extension for Google Chrome. So all
that
you
only
do,
one person needs. The host needs that extension.
Right, so what you do is you just go to the extensions aspect of Google Chrome. You look up, it's called Netflix Party. And you do that, you install it as an extension, and boom, you've got yourself a Netflix party where you can watch whatever you want on Netflix together with a bunch of people. So
obviously this has a lot to do with streaming. There's a lot to do with the internet usage bandwidth. A lot of companies, internet providers, ISPs right away in response said, we're going to crank up the bandwidth because all these kids are going to be home. They're going to be depending on it more.
Right.
We're going to be home. And then in the flip side of it, YouTube has announced that they are going to make standard definition the default now because you're going to have to, if you're uploading content, which is a lot more people out there uploading content.
We will be today.
And consuming it. They're going to be saying, listen, unless you go through these extra steps, we're just going to default this to standard def because there's just too much coming in too fast now. So it's interesting to see how that is going to happen. Blake, I'm curious to take for your take on this. When we get the all clear or we get some green lights as far as, okay, we can start returning life back to normal, how are you seeing what in your professional expertise, because you've been doing what you do for a long time and just in business knowledge in general, what do you think is the best approach that we should be, you know, looking towards as things get ramped back up? Because this is not the stock market crash and the housing burst of 2008. This is not 9/11. This is something that literally popped up.
Yeah.
And in reality should just be able to, okay, we got the cure, go back. But the economy is kind of like a diesel engine. If it's been off for a while, you got to start it up and you got to let it warm up first. So. Yeah.
The way that I've always likened it to the Titanic. No, the Titanic's a bad.
Oh my God, it's so bad. Oh, why did you just say that?
But like a cruise ship.
Tune in for hope and wonder here at the Wicked Ready Podcast.
Like a cruise ship, a big giant cruise ship.
Okay. Which also not a great topic right now.
You can't just turn it on a dime. Okay. You can't just stop it, and you can't just start it and go 100 miles an hour. It takes a while to get to turn the rudder to make it go right.
How about like a train?
Whatevs, okay? Either way, what I'm saying is, here's the thing. No, this isn't the financial crisis of 08. This is, and the issue, and I think the thing that we're going to end up seeing is kind of more like what happened in the Great Depression. Which is
God, Blake, you're so uplifting.
I know.
I'm so glad we asked you to be on our.
You asked me my
podcast.
Opinion. I'm giving you my opinion. The reason why I say that is because a lot of people, because of all this, are going to be out of work. We just talked about Bravo.
Yes.
By all accounts, a great restaurant who's thriving in business prior to all this, and now they're shuttering their doors. People are going to be out of work. People are not going to have a lot of jobs. In the Depression, it was 25%. Unemployment. We're not there yet, and I hope we don't get there. But that's the thing that we're going to have to end up seeing. All these jobs hopefully will come back. All these jobs will hopefully go back to the people that had them originally. But there's no guarantee there. And in order to get the economy back up, and this is not a financial podcast, but in order to get that done, people right now have to save money to the best of their ability, use the $2 trillion package that's come through. When you get the check, save that. Don't go buy a TV. don't go upgrading your kitchen with it. Save it. Use it. Pay your mortgage with it so that hopefully in a month or two down the road from now, hopefully we flatten the curve enough where we can get finally back out into the world. The jobs hopefully come back to the point where they were before. and people could start earning money again. And and luckily, the banks right now are in a much better position than what they were in 08, right? Like the banks at the time, I mean, if you ever watched that movie, The Big Short, you
great
know
movie.
The whole system was founded on what was essentially popsicle sticks.
Yeah.
And luckily, they've protected that right now. And luckily, the insurance companies right now are protected a lot more than what they were at the time. So I don't think we'll see a huge collapse, but it's the jobs that are scary.
Well, I do think one of the good things, and especially here in Rhode Island, you know, is that if you are physically able to, if you're on the younger side, if you're relatively healthy, if you are out of work, you know, there are a bunch of companies that do need people to work, like Honeywell, for example, which is making the masks. Like, they're hiring. CVS, I know, is hiring. You know, Instacart, like, they're needing drivers to deliver. Care.com, of course, has teamed up with the governor to help people find sitters or caretakers. So if you are someone who is willing and able, there are jobs out there. And I think that as things do progress and as we get out of this, that there's going to be this whole other industry that we will be working with. You know what I mean? There's going to be this whole industry of, like, what do we do if something like this happens again? How do we tele-educate? How do we do telehealth better? And I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot to it. Because even from an education standpoint, I tell you what, I love my son's teacher. I love her. She is so sweet. I am so confused. And I'm a tech person.
And you were a former teacher.
And I'm a former teacher. I'm so confused with how all of it is. So I do think that there's also that silver lining that, you know, a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of great companies come from when you do face a struggle and you find people who are able to face it and fix it.
And can I interject here for just one moment? I just want to say, for all you people that are out there trying to educate your kids at your house right now
while you're juggling your job,
only do you got your job potentially for some people, but you got to maintain your house because your kids are just tearing it apart.
All the snacks are already gone.
I know. you gotta cook your dinners, you gotta do your laundry, you gotta do all that stuff. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm looking across the way from my bride, and I see her and she's overwhelmed. And it's hot.
Is my adjective. When people ask me how I am, I'm like, oh, overwhelmed is my adjective.
There may or may not have been a couple of panic attacks in this house over the past week. I'm making light of it, but what I want to say is, if you're out there and you're doing all this stuff, man, like, your job right now, the way that I see it, your job is do the best that you can.
Yes.
Okay. You get a lot of moms and dads out there that are of the Pinterest ilk that are doing all these great things, and that's awesome, dude. Like, if you can do it, great, do it. Like, that's really great. But for the rest of us jabronis who don't have that ability, and I'm not only the president, I'm a founding member of the Jabroni Club that can't do anything for teaching. Just do the best that you can. And your job right now is to do the best you can and make sure your kids don't get sick. Just don't make sure they don't get sick, make sure they don't die, and make sure that you keep them fed. So don't get overwhelmed.
This is a good opportunity too, you know, to teach some of those home skills, you know, if the kids are old enough, laundry, you know, home ec seems to have disappeared out of the schools. So this is a good time to teach them that kind of stuff. Or, I mean, it's coming into the fall, so I mean, the springtime, so it's a good time to clean up from the fall and the winter. So there's a lot of, you know, different things you could be doing out there, the physical activity kind of, you know, it's important to understand, I think, the differences in the terms that are out there. And perhaps we should have opened with this. Social distancing is what the majority of the world is doing right now. Quarantine is not what we're in right now. Like, unless you've had contact with somebody, unless you're sick, unless you're, you know, you're in those, you know, very exclusive categories, unless you've traveled and come back, you're not in quarantine, you're social distancing. You can go out and you can go for these walks, you can do these things, which is good for your, you know, for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked a little bit about getting the economy back together. Eventually, all these events that, you know, Mary and I typically talk about on a weekly basis will be rescheduled, will start coming back. And when you do that, a few things I can tell you, first and foremost, is to make sure you send the information to us at Wicked Roadie so we can talk about it. Make sure you're posting the updated information on your Facebook, on the calendars. Cardi's Furniture, which, you know, I was talking with Pete Carty yesterday. They have taken majority of their advertising, majority of the billboards, and they are promoting the Rhode Island Community Food Bank, the Rhode Island Blood Center, and I had the other one pulled up here. But they essentially, they have all the links there as well of things you can do to help, you know, because people are, you know, it is a bit of a crisis time right now. So people are trying to figure out what they can be doing. But especially the Blood Center is huge. Blood Center and the food bank. And in Boston, everywhere there's food banks all over the place. But those are the companies that really need the help right now. But once things finally get back, and it's gonna, I think, Blake, I think what you said is right. You can't turn it around on a dime, but it's not gonna take as long as it did with the whole financial crisis. I think it's gonna be a rather rapid turnaround. People are just gonna come out of the shell shock of it. But just, you know, communicating those events, because you're. A lot of the stuff, Mary, we talk about is always supporting good causes or, you know, theaters or the arts and whatnot. They're going to need our support now more than ever. So please, please, please make sure you're getting that information out to us as quickly as possible. I know we got to kind of wrap it up here, and I want to pose a question to each of you. I would like you to finish the statement here.
Okay.
After the Rona... I and fill in the blank.
Ooh.
Mary, you go first.
Oh, no, I'm not going first. I need to think about this.
I'll tell you mine.
Okay, please.
After the Rona, I better not see anybody in pajama pants at a grocery store ever again. You get dressed up. You appreciate the grocery store. You dress up for these occasions. Perhaps a not necessarily a tie, but a sweater. A fedora, perhaps? You know?
Get none of fancy.
I don't want to see your Sunday sweats, ladies and gentlemen. Let's show a little appreciation here.
Ben, I've gone to the grocery store in pajamas before the coronavirus hit.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a new world, baby. Let's go.
All right, all right. For me, after the Rona, I'm going to Fenway Park.
Ooh.
I'm going to enjoy some baseball.
Nice.
Well, then I would suggest maybe not going to Fenway Park.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
touche, sir. Touche.
Come to McCoy. It's going to be a little better this year.
Oh, man. The Sox are going to suck this year. They're going to be bad. They're going to be wicked bad.
Oh, no.
They're going to be so bad it ain't going to be worth watching on TV. Never mind going to Fenway. They're so bad that they're trying to sell like these packages where you get two tickets, two hot dogs, two sodas, and like a snack for like, I don't know, it was like $99 or something.
Oh wow!
Hey, for half that you get all of that in at McCoy, and actually it's for
and
a
not,
family.
Not attack. Not pay for the parking either. I'll tell you that.
Right? Okay.
Mary, after the Rona.
After the Rona. And it's here on video and on podcast. I am going to host a block party in my neighborhood.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Congratulations, Blake. All right. Looking forward to that. All the creepers have now sent you messages.
No, God, please, no. No. No.
No.
No.
That's right, Michael. No. I want nothing to do with that. If you do that, do not come to my house. If you're in our neighborhood, you're around us, don't come to my house.
Oh my God, I love it.
You'll be met with force.
Oh, I'm already the person. I'm taking my street chalk and we're like writing motivational messages like, "You're doing a great job. Keep it up." Like outside the streets. That's me.
That
I'm
sounds
that
great.
Neighbor.
Do that all you want. Just don't come to my house.
I think we have enough time to maybe reevaluate our statements there, and we'll have time to make any changes as we go forward. Any last thoughts that you folks have before we wrap this up?
Actually,
because you got another 17 podcasts to to host tonight.
One of our current live watchers, Rhode Island Life on Instagram, says, "After the Rona, I will continue to work at the grocery store and not be appreciated again."
Oh, Rhode Island Life, first and foremost, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Seriously. And yep. I disagree. I feel like everyone's going to be like thanking their grocery workers even more.
I think so.
I hope so.
For a week. Sure.
You need to wear like stickers.
We all have short-term memory problems.
I know.
I know. That's an extremely valid
Instead
point.
Of just your name tag, it should be like, hello, my name is, you're welcome.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I think closing statements, I would just say if you can, especially if you do have a job that is paying you and is not in danger, if you can find a way to support the local businesses that really do need your help right now, especially, you know, in the food industry or any of the, you know, like I said, those artist businesses or the musicians, I say do it. You know, it's not going crazy, but I can tell you we are spending so much less money because I can't be going out. So I don't feel bad when I have fancy Fridays to be doing takeout and to be contributing to some of my favorite artists. So that's the scoop. How about you, Ben? Any closing remarks?
Well, I encourage people, if you're healthy enough, if you're able enough, you know, head on over to, like I said, the Cardi's website there. Get the links. We'll share them here as well for the various areas where you can donate and support. But I think we're going to come out of this just fine. I think it's going to take a little bit to ramp up, but I'm looking forward to, you know, the when we can, you know, be out in a safe manner, not necessarily. I used to cough to hide a fart, and now I fart to hide a cough. You know, it's kind of those kind of things. Oh, so, I'm looking forward to that. Blake, your last thoughts?
Well, Ben, I was actually just thinking, after the Rona, I'm going to come visit you.
Oh, okay. And give him a big hug.
I'm going to just give you a big sloppy hug.
Well, that's fine. I always enjoy that. I'll even if you're infected, I that's worth the price. Oh. You know, it's worth the upper respiratory.
It's worth the price of admission for that giant
right.
hug. I would agree. No, for me, listen, I don't like when people get preachy, and I don't like when people tell you, you know, what to do or whatever. It's not a job. But I'm going to get preachy, and I'm going to tell you what to do.
Oh, my goodness, Blake.
Stay home. Just stay home to the best of your ability, within reason.
Except when you're getting your takeout.
Yeah, if you're not getting your takeout. Whatever, you're not going to Dunkin'.
Go hiking.
I
like hiking. Hiking's safe.
Just don't be an a-hole. Just stay home. Stay away from people as best as you can. Because the quicker that we get all this stuff done, I mean, the more that you stay home, the quicker this all gets solved. The quicker this all gets solved, the quicker we get to go back to work, get everything back to normal again. And like one of our neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
Just had like this big event at their house. I seen at least 10 to 12 people at their house.
Yeah.
And I was like,
all different cars, so you know, like,
I was like, come on, man. Like, I don't care what happened. I understand there may be some things that are happening that I don't know about, and that's fine. But just be respectful of the advice that you're getting from science.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't go to church. God will not protect you at church. I promise. Like,
yeah,
do the best that you can.
Tune into those live streams.
Yes, watch the live streams.
Yes,
you know, and, yeah. And if you get if you're having your faith that way, that's cool, man. Like, that's, you know, don't lick toilet paper. Like, don't
lick toilet paper. That would just melt on your tongue.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, there's a bunch of a-holes out there on social media licking toilets.
Yeah,
and
don't be part of the trend.
I didn't even know that was a thing. That my two best friends right now are 4 and 6.
Right.
So that's like what I deal with on a daily basis.
just keep them away from the internet. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
One of our watchers here, Rhode Island Life again, says, and don't go to the grocery store every single
yes.
day and fill your cart with everything all the time. It's
no.
not the apocalypse.
Please.
And yep. if you're going to go, shop for yourself for like a week, you know,
yep.
and just get the stuff that you know. You plan in advance. Don't be an a-hole. That's what I'm going to say to you. Don't be an a-hole.
I like it. I like it. Something, too, that I just want to bring up, because we are approaching April 1st. Mary,
yes.
As you know, we do partner with the United Way. April 1st is 4/01. You know, if you looked at it from the date,
mm-hmm.
4/01, April 1st. And it's going to be a movement this year, and a lot of nonprofit agencies will have the ability to earn some big, big bucks for their organization. They may be adjusting some of what they do, but head over to the United Way. We're proud to work with them. They're a great organization. If you're in need of assistance, you can visit their website or simply dial 211 to get connected to the help you need. Folks, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website. The links are up on our social channels. Mary, where are our social channels?
You just search Wicked Rhody on Facebook and on Instagram, and you can also head to wickedrhodypodcast.com.
And as the executive as the executive producer of this show, I also have to say you can find Wicked Roadie on YouTube as well.
Oh.
Every single episode goes on the tube.
Now in standard definition.
It'll be in standard definition, and you'll be able to find this episode if you want to see us in studio, or whatever, and Ben up on the screen. You can just look up Mary and Blake Media,
and
on YouTube.
Our Instagram feed is still going strong with joyful, beautiful images, because that's the thing, is that you can still go for walks, you can still walk around your neighborhood, you can go for hikes, you could still take pictures at the beach, you could do all these things. So know that the beauty of Rhode Island is just about to blossom. Of course, Rhode Island is beautiful all year long, but as we move into early spring, it's one of the seasons that it really is a great time to be outdoors. So if you're looking for some morning inspiration, you just want to look at something pretty, head on over to our Instagram feed to go check that out.
Allison Fisher on Facebook says, after the Rona, I'm having my mom come down to babysit my kids while I go out.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
a good idea.
Allison,
That's
great
a good
idea.
Idea.
I'm gonna after the Rona, I'm going out to a bar and getting hammered with
oh
my
gosh.
Wife. That's what we're doing.
No.
Find us at one of the local bars.
Oh my
Ben
goodness.
Will be over to watch the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, please email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook. And as I said before, when these events get rescheduled, please, please update your feeds. Please send the information into the various community calendars, Cardies, RI, Monthly, all of those organizations, so we can find them and talk about them.
That's right.
That's cool. That. Well, you ready to close this bad boy? Should we do the music or should we
yeah,
just cut the
yeah.
music? You want to do the music?
You got to do it, man.
All right, we're going to do the music. All right, hold on. Let me bring this bad boy up.
There he is.
So we're going to improv the ending a little bit because we already said a lot of what we needed to say. But of course, we're just so grateful that you tuned into this episode of Wicked Roadie. Hopefully, we are bringing you some joy. Hopefully, we are bringing you some camaraderie. We're helping you feel a little less lonely and a little bit more motivated to see the sunny side.
We are keeping an open mind when it comes to the next time we're going to be on, because obviously it's not looking like there will be events next week. But if you enjoyed this part of the episode where we were talking kind of in a roundtable discussion, or you have topics you want us to talk about, let us know. If it's something we're able to do, we'd be happy to do it. But again, we love being part of your family, of your routine. Tell somebody, share the episode. It might be the therapy they need.
That's right. And Blake, thanks for coming on today.
You're welcome. I'm all about the therapy life. And you know what? This is better than therapy. Why?
Why?
Because it's free.
Ooh.
You don't got to pay no copays.
No copays.
No copays. I'm out on copays.
Well, for now, my name's Mary Larson.
I'm Ben DeCastro.
And I'm not Ben DeCastro.
Much handsomer.
My name's Blake.
And thank you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into Wicked Roadie. We'll be in touch.
Soon, hopefully. Somewhere. I don't know. If you guys want another episode, maybe we'll do another
one. Let us know.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.